It's Classical Spotlight and a wonderful set of concerts coming up Monday and Tuesday, the 8th and 9th of April. The first one at SAMA at 7 o'clock, the second one at Christ Episcopal Church. And if jazz meets classical were able to drink, they would be legal because it's the 21st.
You're exactly right.
If it can vote now, and now jazz meets classical can drink. So in the studios is Jenny Christensen. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, John.
It's good to see you here. And this is, you guys will normally have sort of a theme, and I think it's really cool that you guys are honoring Dave Brubeck.
I know. Unfortunately, Dave passed in December at the age of 91, one day short of 92.
Yeah, so you guys are going to have some of his very familiar tunes, and not everyone may know that he was actually wrote classical music.
Oh, his discography is unbelievable in the classical. Especially choral works. It just goes on and on, and orchestral works too, and chamber works. And, you know, he studied with Darius Milhaud after the war was over and at Mills College in California. And Milhaud had a huge influence on him. In fact, we're going to be performing some Milhaud.
Oh, very cool. Yeah, I know folks that haven't been to these Jazz Meets Classical concerts, they're laid back and they do sort of represent the classical world, jazz world, and things sort of in between, sort of that third stream. So Brubeck fits in incredibly well, I think, with this. Will you do some of the ultra popular, will we hear Take Five?
Well, no. The audience will have to come to see if that actually gets performed. You know, it's going to be as Elvis in the Building.
All right. You've got some great friends, I know, that are involved this year. Who all is going to be playing?
Lots of people. 11-person ensemble. Laura Scalzo and myself on violin, Matt Diekman, viola, Ben Wesney, cello, Zlatan Redzik, bass, Brent Watkins, piano, Pierre Poré, clarinet, Rich Oppenheim on sax, Curtis Calderon on trumpet, Matt Dunn, guitar, Kyle Keener, drums.
Oh, wow. So it's going to be filled there. I know it's always neat to see you guys there at SAMA.
Right.
And there's always great stuff there to look at. Christ Episcopal Church, of course, is one of those just gorgeous sounds. It's got to be fun to perform in that space as well.
It is. It's a wonderful space. It's our first time to have Jazz Meets Classical there. So the acoustics are great and parking is ample. It's in a good part of town. It's Monte Vista. So it's easy to park. It's Christ Episcopal Church.
Yeah. Now, you said Darius Milhaud is on the program. Is there some other guys like Paul Desmond involved?
Yeah,
you got
sure.
Some Paul Desmond.
Paul actually wrote Take Five, and the other person that's on is Dick Hyman, and he didn't literally collaborate with Brubeck, but they have a CD that they split, kind of, and it's called Jazz Sonatas, and they're violin and piano. So we're doing a really cute piece of his called Clarinata, and we're doing an original composition by James Ballantyne, VUTSA, called Homage à Dave, that he wrote as a tribute to Brubeck. Since Brubeck had such a huge influence on Jim's life, he said he tried to capture the unique combination of jazz and classical techniques that Brubeck used. And through musical quotes that are not exact, but it's fairly easy to identify them. For instance, one is Three to Get Ready from Time Out. He has composed a tribute.
Oh, nice. Well, it's coming up Monday night at SAM at 7 o'clock, April 8th. And then Tuesday night, you're at Christ Episcopal Church at 7 o'clock on that Tuesday evening. We're speaking with Joni Christensen from Musical Offerings. This is always kind of neat because you get to hear different sides of musicians. It's jazz and classical and sort of things that are in between. What are rehearsals like? Is it fun where you guys are like, okay, yeah, you're going to take a solo here? And tell us a little bit about the process.
It is really fun. And I'll tell you what's the most special thing about it is that there's no other collaboration like this in San Antonio. And there's no other opportunity for like symphony players to play with some of the jazzers. And this way we've all gotten to know each other. We're great friends. The friendships go on for a long time, 20 years. There's a group of regulars that that is always there every year, and then there's some guests that we have every year. But it's just a lot of fun because you get to see there's a real appreciation for what these other musicians are doing in their musical lives.
Yeah, well, it's going to be fun. Where can folks find out more about tickets and information about Jazz Meets Classical 21?
For the Monday night, April 8th concert at the San Antonio Museum of Art, they can purchase tickets on the phone at 210-978-8121 or by going to SAMA's website, samuseum.org, and at that point go to events and you find it as an event and you can purchase tickets. And for the Tuesday night, April 9th concert, they could go on Musical Offerings website, the sponsoring organization, and that's musicalofferings.org. And tickets are on sale there.
Oh, cool. Probably.
Or in both cases, tickets are on sale at the door.
Yeah, you can buy them at the door, but it's probably, you know, if you are wanting to plan about it, you know, go ahead and do it
right.
online in advance.
Right.
Then you know you've got a place there. So these can sell out, and it's
right.
probably good to plan ahead. Oh, well, we're looking forward to it. It's a nice pair of concerts. I guess I'd end asking... Dave Brubeck, you've probably performed with him, I imagine. Have you backed him up?
No, not myself. Oh. I've just gone to two of his concerts over the years. Actually, they were Trinity.
Yeah?
One was with his son, Chris, and one was not. But over the years, he's been there twice. Not that long ago. I mean, I don't know. When was he last there? 9 years or something? It's hard to say. Time flies. But... I'd like to tell you some of the other works of Dave's we're doing. We're starting with the Saudade de Brasil that by Mio, because they had such an influence. These particular works are bitonal, and the way the harmonies are had a big influence on Brubeck and his improvisation and his composition. Then we're doing by Brubeck, Blue Aria and Regret, an unbelievable serious tune from classical Brubeck II, in which he looks back. He says this about it: it's a sweet sadness, a longing for lost moments, might have beens, and a past that can't be relived. Really.
Oh, man.
Really beautiful, serious piece of music. And Jim arranged that for us, Jim Ballantyne. Then we're doing In Your Own Sweet Way, Waltz for Dave by Chick Corea, a dedication to Dave Brubeck. The Blue Rondo a la Turk, and it's a Raggy Waltz.
Oh, wow. Well, it's good stuff.
And maybe we'll do Time Out. We don't know.
All right. All right. Yeah. Well, you'll have to go and see Jazz Meets Classical and see what other surprises might be in store. Joni, it's great to see you. And we'll see you. It's Monday night at 7, Tuesday night at 7, either at SAMA in Christ Episcopal Church. And we'll look forward to much, much more.
Thank you, John.